The Talking Bird, the Singing Tree, and the Golden Water, Part 2. Farisada found it difficult to count the pearls of the necklace the second brother had left. Then she knew her other brother was in danger, or maybe dead. Immediately she decided to see for herself what had happened with the secret hope to find her brothers alive. She dressed in boy's clothes and took the same road Bahman and Pevig had taken. When she met the old man, he warned her, "Brave men failed in this adventure. You are a girl, and it is impossible for you to do it. Go home and don't look for death." But Farisada was determined to reach her objective and put some cotton into her ears so as not to hear the voices, so she could climb the stairs safely. She was about to reach the talking bird when it cried,
"Go away, go away! They are chasing you! They will kill you!"
Farisada ignored the bird and with a firm hand took the cage. Immediately the bird sweetened its voice and said,
"Now I am your slave. Ask whatever you want."
Farisada asked, "Where's the singing tree?"
"Over there. Take a branch from it and plant it in your garden, and it will soon become a beautiful tree,"
the bird answered. "And the golden water?" said Farisada.
"It is in the fountain. Fill a bottle and take it with you."
So this is what Farisada did, and then inquired about her brothers.
"They have been transformed into black blocks of stone. Take some more water, throw it over the stones, and they will be alive again."
It happened just as the bird said, and each time Farisada threw water on a stone, it became a nice-looking young boy. Then it was Bahman and Pevig's turn. As soon as the water touched them, they came to life and hugged their sister, admiring her determination and courage. Farisada then led the way back, and the three of them returned home. She took with her the bird, the tree branch, and the water. On the way back, they found the old man dead. When they were at home, the young girl hung the birdcage by her bedroom window, planted the tree branch in the garden, and put the water into a fountain. Next day, the tree was leafy and started to sing beautiful songs. Next, the water became a golden waterfall that sometimes went high up without losing a single drop. Life returned to normal for Bahman, Pevig, and Farisada again. They felt happy and peaceful until one day the two brothers went out hunting into the woods. Suddenly they met a sultan face to face. He was riding a beautiful horse and hunting too. The sultan saw the boys and was impressed by their exquisite manners and the hunting skills they showed. He wondered where they came from and invited them to have lunch at the palace. Bahman answered politely, "Sir, we will ask our sister Farisada about your invitation because we don't do anything without her approval." But Farisada didn't know what to say and decided to ask the bird.
"They must go," the bird said. "Good things will come out of it for you and your brothers."
The brothers accepted the invitation, and the sultan even more admired the fine manners and intelligence of the boys. When they said goodbye, they invited the sultan over to meet their sister. When Farisada knew the sultan was coming over for dinner, she asked the talking bird, "What should I serve for dinner?" The bird advised her to serve the sultan's favorite dish, which was cucumber, but to fill it with precious gems.
"Are you crazy?" Farisada asked. "No one can eat gems. And even more, where to find them?"
The talking bird said,
"Go and dig by the third tree from here, and you will find the gems for the cucumbers."
Farisada did what the bird told her, and she found many very precious gems. She gave them to the palace cook, and he filled the cucumbers for the sultan. Next day, the two brothers brought the sultan home and introduced Farisada to him. The sultan was impressed by Farisada's beauty, and he said, "I never imagined I could possibly find such a beautiful young girl in my kingdom." But he was even more amazed when Farisada showed him the talking bird, the singing tree, and the golden water. And he was ecstatic when he heard the wonderful music coming from the tree, just like an invisible orchestra. He wanted to know where these wonders came from, but Farisada changed the subject and didn't tell him where they had come from. "It seems magical, as you really have wonderful things in this beautiful palace," the sultan said. While the sultan and the youths walked around the garden, Farisada told the sultan they were the palace administrator's children and that it was their father who had built the beautiful palace they lived in. But when the time came to eat, the sultan tried to cut the cucumber but hit something very hard. It was the gems.
"What is this?" he asked.
The talking bird said,
"You are amazed to find gems filling the cucumbers, but you weren't so when your sisters-in-law told you that your three babies were stillborn, one after the other. Do you really believe that all those who surround you are loyal to you?"
The sultan stood up in shock, and when finally he could talk, he asked the bird to tell him the whole story.
"I will," said the bird. "Your wife, who now is your prisoner, gave birth to three beautiful children, two boys and a girl, who were born alive. Your sisters-in-law, the cooks and the baker's wives, were envious, put the children in a basket and threw it into the river. Your palace administrator saw everything, saved the children one at a time, and raised them as if they were his own children."
"This is horrible," the sultan screamed. "But where are my children?"
"Don't worry. It has been such a long time that you can wait a little longer. Your children are alive, thanks to your palace administrator, and they are these beautiful youths who are honouring you."
Bahman, Pevig and Farisada stood up, totally amazed, and also shouted, but this time due to happiness and joy. The sultan and his three children embraced each other and wept over the memory of the unfortunate queen in prison. The sultan immediately released his wife from prison and kneeled down before her to ask her for her forgiveness. When the queen knew about her children, she asked to see them and was so happy to hug them that she forgave the sultan. The evil sisters were punished as they deserved and were hanged in the middle of the town square. The sultan, the queen, and their children lived happily ever after.